A problem of identity.
The reason they want to see me is that I am a celebrated murderess, or that is what has been written down. When I first saw it, I was surprised because they say celebrated singer and celebrated poetess and celebrated spiritualist and celebrated actress. But what is there to celebrate about murder? All the same, murderess is a strong word to have attached to you. It has a smell to it, that word, musky and oppressive, like dead flowers in a vase. Sometimes at night, I whisper it over to myself, murderess, murderess. It rustles, like a taffeta skirt across the floor. Murderer is merely brutal. It's like a hammer or a lump of metal. I would rather be a murderess than a murderer, if those are the only choices. Sometimes when I am dusting the mirror with the grapes, I look at myself in it, although I know it is vanity. In the afternoon light of the parlour, my skin is a pale mauve, like a faded bruise, and my teeth are greenish. I think of all the things that have been written about me, that I am an inhuman female demon, that I am an innocent victim of a blackguard, forced against my will and in danger of my own life, that I was too ignorant to know how to act, and that to hang me would be judicial murder, that I am fond of animals, that I am very handsome with a brilliant complexion, that I have blue eyes, that I have green eyes, that I have auburn and also brown hair, that I am tall and also not above average height, that I am well and decently dressed, that I robbed a dead woman to appear so, that I am brisk and smart about my work, that I am of a sullen disposition with a quarrelsome temper, that I have the appearance of a person rather above my humble station, that I am a good girl with a pliable nature, no harm is told of me, that I am cunning and devious, that I am soft in the head and little better than an idiot. And I wonder, how can I be all of these different things at once? It was my own lawyer, Mr. Kenneth Mackenzie Esquire, who told them I was next door to an idiot. I was angry with him over that. But he said it was by far my best chance, and I should not appear to be too intelligent. He said he would plead my case to the utmost of his ability, because whatever the truth of the matter, I was little more than a child at the time, and he supposed it came down to free will, and whether or not one held with it. He was a kind gentleman, although I could not make head nor tail of much of what he said, but it must have been a good pleading. The newspapers wrote that he performed heroically against overwhelming odds, though I don't know why they called it pleading, as he was not pleading, but trying to make all of the witnesses appear immoral or malicious, or else mistaken. I wonder if he ever believed a word I said. The governor's wife cuts these crimes out of the newspapers and pastes them in. She will even write away for old newspapers with crimes that were done before her time. It is her collection. She is a lady, and they are all collecting things these days, and so she must collect something. And she does this instead of pulling up ferns or pressing flowers, and in any case, she likes to horrify her acquaintances. So I have read what they put in about me. She showed the scrapbook to me herself. I suppose she wanted to see what I would do. But I've learnt how to keep my face still. I made my eyes wide and flat, like an owl's in torchlight, and I said I had repented in bitter tears and was now a changed person. And would she wish me to remove the tea things now? But I've looked in there since many times when I've been in the parlour by myself. A lot of it is lies. They said in the newspaper that I was illiterate, but I could read some even then. I was taught early by my mother, before she got too tired for it, and I did my sampler with leftover thread. A is for apple, B is for bee, and also Mary Whitney used to read with me at Mrs. Alderman's Parkinson's when we were doing the mending, and I've learnt a lot more since being here, as they teach you on purpose. They want you to be able to read the Bible and also tracts, as religion and thrashing are the only remedies for a depraved nature, and our immortal souls must be considered. It is shocking how many crimes the Bible contains. The governor's wife should cut them all out and paste them into her scrapbook. They did say some true things. They said I had a good character, and that was so, because nobody had ever taken advantage of me, although they tried. But they called James McDermott my paramour. They wrote it down right in the newspaper. I think it is disgusting to write such things down. That is what really interests them, the gentlemen, and the ladies both. They don't care if I killed anyone. I could have cut dozens of throats. It's only what they admire in a soldier. They'd scarcely blink. No, was I really a paramour? Is their chief concern. And they don't even know themselves whether they want the answer to be no or yes.